Thursday, October 5th, Liturgy of the Hours, Morning Prayer. And today we celebrate the dedication of St. Mary Major. After the Council of Ephesus in the year 431, in which the Mother of Jesus was acclaimed as Mother of God, Pope Sixtus III erected at Rome on the Esquilian Hill a basilica dedicated to the honor of the Holy Mother of God. It was afterward called St. Mary Major, and it is the oldest church in the West dedicated to the honor of the Blessed Mary, Virgin Mary. Let's pray. Let's begin with the invitatory antiphon. Come, let us worship Christ, the Son of Mary. Now, Psalm 95. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord. The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands. Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds. Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works. 40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the invitatory antiphon, come, let us worship Christ, the Son of Mother, the Son of Mary. And now we'll do our morning prayer hymn. O Mary of all women, thou art the chosen one, who ancient prophets promised would bear God's only Son. All Hebrew generations prepared the way to thee, that in your womb the God-man might come to set man free. O Mary, you embody all God taught to our race, for you are first and foremost in fullness of his grace. We praise his wondrous honor that you gave birth to him, who from you took his manhood and saved us from our sin. And now the psalmody, beginning with the first antiphon. Stir up your mighty power, Lord, come to our aid. Psalm 80. O Shepherd of Israel, hear us, you who lead Joseph's flock. Shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. O Lord, rouse up your might. O Lord, come to our help. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Lord God of hosts, how long will you frown on your people's plea? You have fed them with tears for their bread, and abundance of tears for their drink. You have made us the taunt of our neighbors. Our enemies laugh us to scorn. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. You brought a vine out of Egypt. To plant it, you drove out the nations. Before it, you cleared the ground. It took root and spread throughout the land. The mountains were covered with its shadow, the cedars of God with its boughs. It stretched out its branches to the seas, to the great river it stretched out its shoots. Then why have you broken down its walls? It is plucked by all who pass by. It is ravaged by the boar of the forest, devoured by the beasts of the field. God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Look down from heaven and see. Visit this vine and protect it, the vine your right hand has planted. Men have burnt it with fire and destroyed it. May they perish at the frown of your face. May your hand be on the man you have chosen, the man you have given your strength, and we shall never forsake you again. Give us life, that we may call upon your name. God of hosts, bring us back. Let your face shine on us, and we shall be saved. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our psalm prayer, Lord God, eternal shepherd, you so tend the vineyard you planted that now it extends its branches even to the farthest coast. Look down on your church and come to us. Help us remain in your Son as branches of the vine, that planted firmly in your love, we may testify before the whole world to your great power working everywhere. And repeating the first antiphon, stir up your mighty power, Lord, come to our aid. And the second antiphon, the Lord has worked marvels for us. Make it known to the ends of the world. Isaiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. I give you thanks, O Lord, though you have been angry with me. Your anger has abated, and you have consoled me. God indeed is my Savior. I am confident, not afraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord. He has been my Savior. With joy you will draw water at the fountain of salvation, and say on that day, give thanks to the Lord. Acclaim his name. Among the nations make known his deeds. Proclaim how exalted is his name. Sing praise to the Lord for his glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, the Lord has worked marvels for us. Make it known to the ends of the world. And our third antiphon, bring out your joy to God, our strength. Psalm 81. Ring out your joy to God, our strength. Shout in triumph to the God of Jacob. Raise a song and sound the timbrel, the sweet-sounding harp and the lute. Blow the trumpet at the new moon when the moon is full on our feast. For this is Israel's law, a command of the God of Jacob. He imposed it as a rule on Joseph when he went out against the land of Egypt. A voice I did not know said to me, I freed your shoulder from the burden, your hands were freed from the load. You called in distress, and I saved you. I answered, concealed in the storm cloud at the waters of Meribah, I tested you. Listen, my people, to my warning, O Israel, if only you would heed. Let there be no foreign god among you, no worship of an alien god. I am the Lord your God, who brought you from the land of Egypt. Open wide your mouth, and I will fill it. But my people did not heed my voice, and Israel would not obey. So I left them in their stubbornness of heart to follow their own designs. Oh, that my people would heed me, that Israel would walk in my ways. At once I would subdue their foes, turn my hand against their enemies. The Lord's enemies would cringe at their feet, and their subjection would last forever. But Israel I would feed with the finest wheat and fill them with honey from the rock. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And our psalm prayer. Lord God, open our mouths to proclaim your glory. Help us to leave sin behind and to rejoice in professing your name. And repeating the third antiphon, ring out your joy to God, our strength. And our reading for this Thursday morning is from Romans chapter 14, verses 17 through 19. The kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking, but of justice, peace, and the joy that is given by the Holy Spirit. Whoever serves Christ in this way pleases God and wins the esteem of men. Let us then make it our aim to work for strength, peace, and to strengthen one another. And now our responsory. In the early hours of the morning, I think of you, O Lord. In the early hours of the morning, I think of you, O Lord. Always you are there to help me. I think of you, O Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. In the early hours of the morning, I think of you, O God. And now the morning prayer, Canticle of Zechariah. Beginning with the antiphon, Holy Mary, ever Virgin Mother of God, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And the Canticle of Zechariah is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 68 through 79. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, Holy Mary, ever Virgin, Mother of God, Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And now gathering all of our prayers, in the silence of our heart, we'll say these intentions. Blessed be God, the Father, who protects his children and never spurns their prayers. Let us humbly implore him, saying, enlighten us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for enlightening us through your Son. Fill us with his light throughout the day. Let us pray, enlighten us, Lord. Let your wisdom lead us today, Lord, that we may walk in the newness of life. Let us pray, enlighten us, Lord. May we bear hardships with courage for your name's sake and be generous in serving you. Let us pray, enlighten us, Lord. Direct our thoughts, feelings, and actions this day. Help us to follow your providential guidance. Let us pray, enlighten us, Lord. And now we'll say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Lord, pardon the sins of your people. May the prayers of Mary, the mother of your Son, help to save us, for by ourselves we cannot please you. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.